to the choir and the children and the musicians, anyone who had a part in that tonight. You've blessed my heart. God has used that. And I don't just listen to words. I watch your faces. And I could tell that this meant something to you, that this was coming from your heart, from the Spirit of God. And I would say to the guests here tonight, you have to know that you mean something to these folks as well. And you mean something to the Lord. Amen. And these folks sing tonight with the realization that they were being used of God to relate God's story to you and God's redemptive plan to you. And it's been so clear through the moderator and the words to the song. I just have to tell you, you've blessed my heart tonight. And you were about 10 seconds into the first song, and I'm calling an audible. I'm saying you can't preach what you planned. And so I want you to meet me, and I'm going to ask you not to stand with us. We reverence the word, but we're going to read the whole chapter. So meet me in Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, and I want to read you a scene in heaven. And I want you to hold in your mind as I read. I want you to focus on what I read, but I want you to hold in your mind the account, the biblical account that was sung to you tonight by the choir, that God came down, took upon Himself flesh, because you had a problem that you couldn't deal with, and it was called sin. And God, out of love in His heart, said, I'm going to go. I'm going to go in the form of my Son, and I'm going to take upon myself flesh, and I'm going to live amongst them sinlessly, perfectly. And then, because I have been able to live sinless and perfect, Christ said, I will die, and my sinless sacrifice will make payment for the sin of the whole world. And we know God accepted Christ's payment, because on the third day after Christ's crucifixion, He was raised from the grave. And He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And I want to take you to that location where Christ is. And I want to read this, and I'm praying that God will help me read this so that you can literally envision the scene as Revelation 4 describes it. He says in verse 1, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither. Now this is John, and God's revealing Himself to John. And he says, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. Are you getting the picture? There's this massive rainbow over this beautiful throne, and there's one sitting upon this throne. And it says in verse 4, and round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded, now get this, out of this throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts which, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest, listen to this, they rest not day and night, saying, holy, holy, holy. 24/7, they rest not day and night. Around this throne, they're singing, they're saying, they're shouting, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, and I want you to hear this, verse 11, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Father, help tonight that I might be able to just say a word or two that would enable the Spirit to open the hearts and the minds of those who do not know You as Savior. Maybe they're good people, but there's never been a time when they've trusted You as Savior. Help them to see tonight that Your Son shed His blood so that we could know You and be saved, and that this scene that we're seeing, that we've read about, we're going to see this one day, and it's going to be for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ. And so help me tonight just to say a word. Amen. Revelation 4 describes this scene in heaven, and they conclude just saying that all of this is because Thou art worthy, O Lord. And he is. And I would say to you that he is worthy just in His person. If He never did anything for anybody, He's God. And He's worthy. He's worthy of the throne. He's worthy of the rainbow. He's worthy of the 24 elders with crowns. He's worthy of their crowns. He's worthy of the voices saying, holy, 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 24/7, He's worthy in His person. But He's not just worthy in His person. He's worthy because He came and took upon Himself flesh and lived amongst us. And He was hungered. And He was tired. And He was abused. And He was mocked. And then He was crucified. He's worthy because of the cross. Amen. He's not only worthy because of His person and worthy because of His cross, but He's also worthy because of the change that He can make in us. Amen. We who could do nothing for ourselves. As we talked in Sunday school this morning, the darkness of the shadow of death was upon us, and we walked in that. And that was going to be our end. Until Christ. And when you bow before Christ and embrace Him into your heart, as the Bible says we should by faith and in repentance, He makes a new creature of you. A creature you couldn't have imagined before. And He'll change you into a being that would honestly glorify God and would enjoy this and would weep when you hear this type of a program tonight, because it speaks to your heart, because you know you've experienced what you could not experience on your own through Christ. I'm just saying to you, it makes sense to me when I see this 24/7, holy, holy, holy. In His person, He's worthy. In His creation, He's worthy. In the cross, He's worthy. In the change that He makes within us, He's worthy. This is a scene It's going to be in heaven one day. If it's not already, I don't know the time frame. I didn't plan on preaching this. I'm just saying that one day I expect to see this because I've trusted Jesus Christ and what He did on Calvary to be sufficient to pay for my sins as the Bible says it will. And I want to be there when they say, and I want to experience that. I think it's going to rival what you do here tonight. You're in the ballpark, as far as I'm concerned, but I'm telling you to hear that thunder. You didn't have thunderings and lightnings. But I just envisioned that. And I'm going to get to see the one that died for me. And my faith that I have now will end in sight and vision. And now then, I believe by faith He is worthy, but then I'm going to know that He's worthy. And I hope they allow us, not just the elders, but I hope they allow us to put our voices to it and allow us to help them say, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. And I'm asking you tonight, do you know for a fact that you're going to be there? Do you know? Because you can. Jesus came so you could. And you have this life. Listen, you have this life to make a decision. Do you know that you're going to be there? Is it still a question mark? Has there been a time that you can say, no, preacher, there was a time that God, by His Spirit, spoke to my heart and made me understand that I was a sinner. And I called upon Jesus Christ to save my soul, and I've abandoned all effort in supposing that I could make it any other way than through Christ, and I am trusting Jesus Christ as my Savior. If you've never had that occasion, I'm telling you, it's not settled that you're going to be here. There is a place, Revelation 20, there is a place where it's settled you will be there if you don't trust Christ. And He said, in death and hell was brought up before God and cast into the lake of fire. That's Bible. You say, oh, nobody believes that anymore. May be true, nobody believes it anymore, but it's in the Bible. And I just know that the choir, and I offer this invitation on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also on behalf of what the choir did tonight, the choir would want you to know. The choir would want you to know. They didn't go to all this effort, and you just saw a fraction of the work that went into this program tonight. They want you to know. They want you to be there with them. They want you to know the change that Christ can bring into your life, the joy. Amen. You've got to come to Christ. You've got to come to Christ. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, if you will, please. Our brother's going to come, and he's going to sing an invitation hymn.